Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. It's good to have choices, and the Hunter's Choice program offered duck hunters just that last season, and again this season. While Hunter's Choice reduces the overall daily bag limit to 5 birds, that's down from 6, it increases the species hunters may harvest by eliminating season within a season.
So now, rather than having a pintail season that only runs for 39 days, well, you can shoot a pintail every day. So if you're out there hunting, you shoot a pintail. You can't shoot a mottled hen, you can't shoot a canvasback, and you can't shoot a mottled duck. It's an aggregate bag. It's something we're looking at as trying to look at a different way of approaching bag limits.
Dave Morrison, waterfowl program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Before you go hunting, it's a given you should know how to identify ducks. With Hunter's Choice, a case of mistaken identity is less likely to land you in hot water.
You don't know what it is, you shoot a pintail. Well, the season within season, if you did it the first part of the season, you're in trouble. This at least allows you an opportunity that if you do make a mistake, I can take that bird home. But you need to know your ducks. Try to learn how to identify them.
Go to passporttotexas.org to find the hunting annual to get all the regulations about duck hunting. That's our show for today. Our series receives support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.